The big states voting on Super Tuesday have seen a lot of the major candidates. The other states, maybe they get a visit or not. Maybe just a stop by a surrogate or a spouse. Take Minnesota. Some of the major candidates are making appearances there this weekend, but up to now, they've been seldom seen. Just ask Lawrence Jacobs. He's director of the Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the University of Minnesota.
Minnesota's a flyover state. And now that we're in the new phase, it's the delegate stupid. And Minnesota, it's got some delegates, but it pales in comparison to California, New York, New Jersey, Illinois, Georgia, and some others.
So I can't imagine that they're just writing the state off. They are trying to win votes in the state.
Well, you know, we get the spouses coming through. We've got surrogates of various sorts, but we've got Barack Obama coming for a big rally. And we've had John Edwards, but of course he's no longer in the race. But for the most part, Minnesota's been forgotten.
Well, let's look at how the races are shaping up on both sides. Can we begin with the Republicans? What's the dynamics there?
Well, I think John McCain is doing very well. He's in a dominant position. The Minnesota Public Radio Humphrey Institute poll shows John McCain with 41% compared to 22% for Mike Huckabee, and Romney's all the way back at 17%, and that's among Republicans. So, you know, it really looks like McCain is really establishing a dominant position in Minnesota at this point.
Now, he's picked up a key endorsement. Governor Pawlenty has endorsed John McCain or is backing John McCain. How is he going to do in the southern part of the state, downstate, where there's been real growth in the Christian conservative bloc?
Well, I think, you know, there's really been a tension between the conservatives and John McCain. Mike Huckabee's almost assured of about a fifth of the vote among Republicans in Minnesota because of the very strong social conservative faith community. One of the real ironies in Minnesota is that Governor Pawlenty is not campaigning in Minnesota. Even the governor doesn't think it's worth his time to campaign in Minnesota for McCain. There are other delegates out there, and he could put his time to good use elsewhere.
Well, let's turn to the Democrats then. How is that race shaping up?
Well, it's a very close race. The Minnesota Public Radio News Humphrey Institute survey of Democrats finds just a 7-point difference between the two of them, and
Clinton and Barack Obama,
with Hillary Clinton having the advantage. But I would really call that a toss-up at this point. It's a very close race. I thought it was pretty brash for Barack Obama to book one of the largest arenas in Minnesota that seats 20,000, 25,000 people.
That's where the Timberwolves play.
Timberwolves play, exactly. But that's the level of enthusiasm that Barack Obama has been able to generate all over the country and in Minnesota.
So if a voter really did want to engage with a campaign, learn more about the candidates, they can't necessarily go to see all of them in these big venues, and they're not sitting down for coffee or at the front porch with the voters. So what happens? Do they have to sort of focus in on the debates? Is there almost a ricochet effect?
What's remarkable about Minnesota is we've got an intense battle in the caucus without the candidates. And we often make the mistake of thinking this is all about the candidates. And I think the story out of Minnesota is we're okay without the candidates. There's a real excitement about this point in American history and the real opportunity to have an impact on history. And Minnesotans, like good civic students, are turning out. And I think they'll be close to record turnout.
Larry Jacobs, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
It's a pleasure.
Lawrence Jacobs is the director of the Center for the Study of Politics and Governance at the Hubert Humphrey Institute of Public Affairs. That's at the University of Minnesota.